name is Kelly Bingham. Shark Girl is my first novel, and I'd like to read a poem called Forever. Missing an arm is like wearing a coat, a really big, hot, ugly coat that I can't take off, ever. It's all that people see. Before this happened, once in a while I would see someone without a leg or an arm. My stomach would flip. I'd look away fast and look back, a crawling sensation behind my belly button. I'd wonder about them. Now I'm one of those people, and people wonder about me. I get that crawling sensation just thinking about it. I started writing Shark Girl just before the September 11th attacks. The biggest story in the news at the time was the rash of shark attacks going on around the country. And there was a story that caught my eye about a young boy who was attacked by a shark and had his arm bitten off and later reattached. But he was in a coma and they didn't know for sure what his prognosis was. And I just started thinking about all the media attention on that boy and on everybody else that had been injured. And I just started thinking, what would it be like, you know, to be hurt so badly and to have your life turned upside down and to have it be so publicized? And I started writing about that, and I started writing the story from the point of view of a younger person, a 12-year-old person. But this character kept stepping into my writing, and she was older. She was 15, and she was an artist, and she just sort of took over and spoke to me. And when I really sat down and started listening to her, I started writing the story of Shark Girl. Shark Girl is a poetry novel, but it's also a collage of newspaper articles and letters and telephone conversations and conversations between characters. I started writing Shark Girl in prose. I could not find my character. I could not find my story. And after about 6 months, my friend Andrew Ossian, who is also an author, suggested I try writing this story as a poetry novel. I jumped in and started writing Shark Girl as a poetry novel, and that freed me up to go straight to the parts that I knew I wanted and straight to the parts that I could feel and let her talk to me, let Jane talk to me, and it helped me find my story.